Welcome to the Essential Shift Podcast. My name is Laetitia Andrac. If you're a mission-driven entrepreneur looking to grow your soul-aligned business by blending strategy, practical tips, and spiritual wisdom, you're in the right place. Enjoy these conversations about the art of mastering essential shifts in all areas of business and life. Open your heart and mind to all the possibilities that are waiting for you. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Essential Shift Podcast. As you tune in today, know that I am currently enjoying a well-deserved holiday break. It is essential as a business owner to plan break. But don't worry, while I'm recharging, you have access to a special treat, a rewind of your favorite episode from 2023. It's like a curated playlist of inspiration and insights, handpicked to keep you motivated and help you beautifully plan for 2024. Even as I take this break from work, our journey together continues. You can delve into various offerings that are available on my website, www.essentialshift.co, to assist in strategizing and intentionally planning your upcoming year, all while staying true to your intuition, of course. Remember, taking a break is crucial, but your path to success never really stops. I'm truly grateful for your continued support and listenership. And while I'm away, brewing up exciting topics and lining up amazing guests for next year on the podcast, I'd be honored if you could help me in expanding the reach of this podcast. So if our podcast resonates with you, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It takes 1 minute. Rate us on Spotify. It takes 2 seconds. Or share about us with a friend or your community. Your recommendations will help us reach new ears and hearts in 2024. So stay tuned for the best episode of 2023 and get ready for an even more thrilling 2024 on the Essential Shift Podcast. Thank you so much again for being part of this journey. How to build the business of your dreams. I am recording this podcast right now because lots and lots of you are reaching out, being like, oh my gosh, how do you create a business like this or a business like that? And I want you to know that we can't steal anyone's dreams, right? And it is the same thing in business. We all have unique businesses. We all have unique dreams for our businesses. We all have a different way to grow our business. And I am all about this, about weaving energetics and deep strategy and deep practicality for you to build the business of your dreams. And I am here to help you figure out what is this business of your dreams, but also how to do it in a way that is really aligned with you, with strong foundation and so on. So the topic I'm going to cover today is I'm going to actually disclose a framework that I created around the acronym of DREAMS. And I am going to explain to you all of the steps. So get ready. It is going to be a juicy episode. As always, take a notebook. And if you want to go deeper, I invite you to download my free guide, the 6 Business Foundation to Grow Sustainably, or to join my accelerator, my 8 weeks program, where we go deeper and deeper on each of the elements that I will mention today. And we have a few spots left and we're starting on the 1st of May. So join me and the other woman who said yes to this container and grow your business with my help. And it is going to be lovely. So let's get into this episode. So first of all, let me define what does it mean, the word dream. So the dream is defined according to any thesaurus as a series of thoughts, images, and sensation occurring in a person's mind during sleep. So do you notice a person's mind? It is really unique and it belongs to one person only. It can also be defined dream as an experience of waking life, having the characteristic of a dream. So when you're living, you can also, when you're awake, sorry, you can also tap into your dream. It can be a vision or a creation of the imagination. In that instance, it's called daydreaming, daydream. It can be a state of mind marked by abstraction or release from reality, which is called rêverie. Or it can be an object seen in a dreamlike state, such as a vision. I think it's really important to define dream before I get into the acronym of what it means to build a business of your dreams and what dreams stand for in the acronym and in the framework that I developed, because I want to make sure we speak about the same thing. So in this definition, either during your sleep or during your awaken or altered consciousness stage, you see that your dreams belong to you. We can share the same dream, but you know, it is a I have a dream that we all know. No one can tell you what you are allowed to dream for, what you want to dream about, and what the business of your dreams look like. Yet, many of us, and it happened to me in the past, and it happens to many of my clients, are comparing themselves all the time to other business. They always compare their business journey. And I call this outsourcing your dream. You are outsourcing your dream in business, your dream in your life, your dream in your relationship. It applies to everything, to someone else's, to a guru out there, to someone that you put on a pedestal. And this has to stop. You're allowed to create your own dreams. So why is it risky to outsource your dreams in business? And, you know, can apply to everything, but we are on a business podcast. Because you know how I love to speak about being a sacred CEO. And if you haven't heard me talking about this, I actually recorded a dedicated podcast on this, which is the episode 34. What does it mean to be a CEO, a sacred CEO? So when you outsource your dreams in business, you actually create a business that you hate, the one that you're not in love about, the one that has been defined by someone else's. So let me give you a quick example. I've had clients in the past who told me they worked with other business guru, self-declared business coaches, as I call them, and they told her to develop an evergreen business when actually what she loved was delivering in-person workshop, in-person retreat, having in-person connection. And just because someone told her that evergreen was the way to go to create a profitable business, which is not true, I'll explain to that later, but she was creating a business that she didn't like. Because just a little thing, evergreen is not something that is necessarily profitable. Because some people will throw a lot of money into ads to grow evergreen revenue stream. So it is about, like everything, finding the right way to execute on your idea. Okay, you can have a very successful business, which is fully evergreen. And I have clients who I helped do that for them to travel around Australia with their kids. Or I have clients who are actually making a lot of money with in-person retreats and workshop, because when it's executed well, you can actually make a lot of profits through those premium experience. So don't take anyone else's advice on what you're allowed to dream. You have your dream, and then I'm here helping you making it happen as your strategy advisor, your mentor, your business doula, all of that. So what is the business of your dreams? If you know what it is already, just DM me on Instagram. I would love to read what is the business of your dreams. I love when you slide on my DM at essential.shift, because then I can, you know, really react to that. But maybe you don't know yet what is the business of your dreams. And that's actually the first letter of the framework that I developed around dreams. And that's okay. It is the first step of the framework that I'm going to guide you through now. So let me disclose now for the first time ever on this podcast and anywhere I haven't created content around this acronym yet. Let me spell out the dreams acronym and the framework with the six components of how to build the business of your dreams. So with each of these components, you can do two things after listening to this podcast. The first thing is you can download my free guide, The Six Foundations You Need to Grow Your Business Sustainably. In this free guide, you'll uncover the path to building a business that thrives when you are not in front of your laptop, really something that you love and you enjoy. Or you can join the Flow Business Accelerator, which is my 8-week accelerator program to build strong foundation. And the second round of this program is starting on the 1st of May, and then it will really be there to help you grow your business in a way that's aligned. So those are my two invitations as you're listening to this, if you want to go deeper. So the first letter of the dreams framework, the D stands for direction. The R stands for research. The E stands for experimentation. The A stands for alignment, and the S stands for squad. So you have your dreams framework here. So let me dive deeper into each of the steps of the framework. So first of all, the D for direction, the D of dream for direction. It's actually your why. Where are you heading? It is about working on your business energetics, on your strategy. So then whether you're earning your first 100, 1,000, 10,000, or even million or multi-million, like some of my clients, you must start first by knowing who you are, what your vision is, what your growth plan is. All of that is a D of direction. And for that, it is truly unique to you. Your direction is different to my direction, is different to my other client direction, is different to this other person direction. We all have a different direction. We all have our own path. So when you do that, when you define your direction, you will then have a business that is rooted in your vision, your uniqueness, your greatest assets, not a business that you hate, not something that you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to resign from my own business. Okay, you're the sacred CEO, so you get to decide the direction you want to take. So let me give you a little exercise here. The prompt that I want to leave you with is, if anything was possible, what would be your dream business? What would your dream business look like? Just journal on that for a moment. You can press pause and journal on it, or you can come back. And this is what I call the why. And this is the first foundation in my free guide that I invited you to download. And this is actually the first module that we cover in depth with a lot of framework, tools, spreadsheets, deep work, all of that within my Flow Business Accelerator. So let's move now to the second element of the framework dreams, which is the R, which stands for research. So now it is about taking your next step. Once you know your direction, it is about doing the research. And a lot of people bypass the research, but actually doing the customer research is essential. It means you go and you listen deeply to your ideal customer avatar. It's something that we used to do in strategy consulting a lot, sitting with our customer, being into the empathetic listening, the co-creation. And this is where I use the ICA framework, the ideal customer avatar framework, which is one of my proprietary framework within the Flow Business Accelerator. But I really want you now to embrace this prompt, which is start acting and become like anthropologists, have an open mind and open heart, and be super curious about your ideal customer avatar. What are their behaviors? What do they do? Spend some time doing a day in life of research. It's something that we used to do a lot when I was in lean management, in consulting, all of that. It's like sitting with them and looking at their behavior, looking at what they're doing. So if they hang out in a coffee shop, you go and you sit in a coffee shop and you look at them behaving. If they hang out in a co-working space, you go there and you look at them. Notice what's behind, just the gender, the age group, and all of those basic characteristics. Because this is how you will connect with the heart of your ideal customer avatar. So this is for the R, research. This is what I call the who, which is the second foundation in my free guide and which is covered in the second module of my Flow in Business Accelerator. So then the E of dreams stands for experimentation. Experimentation is all about we experiment on those innovative offer that you're going to deliver. Offer stands for product or service or software as a service, because I am not limited to just coaching you if you have a product-based business or if you have a service-based business or if you're a startup with a software as a service business. I can help you all. So, and this is because I have a strategy background, a business consulting strategy background. So it is important to build truly innovative offerings, and this comes through experimentation, because with your innovative offering, you're going to stand out with your brand, with your go-to-market, with your customer experience. And then once you apply all of this, no one can copy you. So the prompt for you here is, what is your innovative offer? Take a piece of paper, illustrate it, start putting it together, and look at how it is innovative. I teach inside the Flow Business Accelerator the 10 ways to create an innovative offer that no one can copy. But you can start by prototyping it, a dirty prototype, as I call it, and you can start looking at the different things that can really make your offer stand out. And this comes through experiment. So being ready to make something that can gather feedback, but that is not perfect. It's what we call the minimum viable product in the Lean Startup Framework that I also teach within the Flow Business Accelerator. So this third element of the framework, the E of experimentation from the Dream Framework, is what I call the what. And it is the third foundation in my free guide, and it is covered in the third module in my Flow Business Accelerator. So now let's move to the A. The A stands for alignment. To master your business, to deliver consistently, to show up for your client, for your team, and at the same time taking care of yourself and all of that, you need to apply great processes. You need to have a business that is backed by processes, by automation, and all of that, all of the system, all of those structure, all the right accounting, all of that will enable you to take days off, like I am doing. I am off for the next 4.5 days, will allow you to, like me, going on holiday for weeks, like I go in France for 4.5 weeks this summer. It will allow you to do all of that, taking a whole month off, all of that. This is what I call alignment, because by mastering your processes, your business is really unique and you can have these backbones to grow. So the prompt for you with that one is, what about you take one day during this week and you're working in your business and you measure the time you spend on each task, which is called, again, a DILO, day in life off, for yourself, and you write down the tasks that are repetitive and that are not adding value. And then you apply the golden rule of processes, which is, first, eliminate. Is it essential or not? If not, you eliminate it. If you need to keep it, how can you simplify it? If you can simplify it, simplify it. Can you automate it? If you can automate it, automate it. Once you've gone through those three steps, this is when you decide to delegate it. We don't want to delegate a task that is not essential. So I hope you understand this process. I guide you in way deeper aspects through that, as I am a black belt lean management consultant inside the Flow Business Accelerator. We are talking here about the how, which is a fourth foundation in my free guide and the fourth module in my Flow Business Accelerator. But please don't delegate something that is non-essential. So it starts with eliminate, simplify, automate, delegate. This is a process. This is how you do it. Then the M of dreams stand for monetization. To maximize your profit in business, and here I'm talking about profits. I am not talking just about revenue and sale. I'm talking about profit. You need to first bring attention to your money so that it can expand where your energy flow, where your attention flow, all of that is growing in my program. You always learn how to track your key investment, your cash flow, set up financial system for long-term growth. Because I don't want you to operate like a hobbyist and not knowing where is your money, where it's going, who you're paying, and all of that. So I want you, as a prompt, as an activity, as you listen to this podcast and you remember, like for each of the letter and each of the step of the framework, I gave you a little exercise. This one is to schedule in your calendar a weekly profit date in your business. I personally do that on Thursday because if you've listened to my podcast around the day of the week, I love to harness Jupiter energy. It is a day of expansion and abundance. And this is when I look at my financial. And this is when I ask myself, how much profit am I making? So do you know how much profit you're making? First of all, do you know what is profit? To calculate your profit is revenue minus expense. It's as simple as that. And in your expense, it includes your salary, but not your taxes. So really looking, because you pay taxes on your profit. Okay. Getting into too much detail maybe here. I lost you. But this is what I call the how much. And this is the fifth foundation in my free guide. And this is the fifth module in my Flow in Business Accelerator. So let's go to the S of the Dreams framework, which is your squad. The S stands for squad. Because I want you to move from being a solopreneur to becoming an entrepreneur with a squad, with an A team. Because if you're trying to do everything yourself, you're going to burn yourself out. You're going to fail. You're not going to grow because what took you there is not going to take you to the next level. So this is where I would love for you to have a support team. And don't get me wrong, your support team doesn't need to be only in your business. It can be in your personal life. It can be having someone cleaning your house. It can be having someone nannying your kids. It can be, you know, asking your husband or your family for help. So the prompt, the activity here for you is to list 3 to 5 people that can help you already. But you just need to ask them for help and then go and ask them for help and then be open to receive the help. So list those 3 and 5 people and go and ask and receive them. So the S for squad, this is what I call the with whom, and it is a 6th foundation in my free guide, and this is a 6th module of my Flow Business Accelerator, hiring your A team, starting surrounding yourself with a team of A players, and I will teach you how to show up with agile, with a way of leading that is mindful, that is compassionate, that is empathetic. So this is a Dreams framework, D standing for direction, E standing for experimentation, A alignment, M monetization, S for squads. What do you think about this framework? Go and try it, the Dreams framework. And if you want to go deeper, it's not too late to sign up for the accelerator. The next round of the accelerator starts on the 5th of February, 2024. And we have spots left for you to join. So make sure to check the link in the show notes and join the Flow Business Accelerator to apply the Dreams framework to your business. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning into the Essential Shift podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, leave a review, and even give it a shout out on social media. You can find me at essential.shift on Instagram. Until next episode, blessed be.